It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Okay, ladies, for this lesson, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 27. This is the sixth test in this series as we've been going through the book of 1 John. And for this one, I have entitled it the Endurance Discernment Test. And I will just warn you right off the bat before we get started, this so far has been my favorite lesson that I have studied and prepped for. All of it is very interesting, and I'm learning a ton as I've been going through teaching this to you ladies. But by far, this lesson really has a lot of practical applications that we can take away and apply to our lives. And it deals with a lot of what is going on in evangelicalism today. And I think you'll see what I'm talking about as we get through these verses. So I'm going to start out and I'm going to start here in verse 18, the book of 1 John chapter 2. Children, it is the last hour. And just as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this, we know that this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out, so that it would be shown that they all are not of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father, and the one who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If what you have heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise which he himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. As for the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. So we're going to go through here, and again, I know that seems like a lot of verses, but as we did in our last lesson, actually, the previous one before lesson 9, we tackled a lot of verses, but this is the same theme running through verses 18 through 27, this continual warning of deception and the false teaching that is out there, and that you have to abide in Christ and you have to continue to run that race. So that's why I have picked that title of Endurance Discernment, because that really is what's going on here. If we endure through life and we abide in him and we look out for the false teaching that is all around us, we will abide in him and we will pass this test. So I'm going to break it down kind of verse by verse, and we're going to see what all John is trying to convey here in addition to what I've just told us. He says in verse 19, basically that departers, that's who we're talking about here. That's a characteristic of false believers. They're departers. They went out of us because they were not truly of us. They departed from the word, the church, fellowship, everything. They left. They just left. They departed from all that was true. So think about that as we continue to go through this test and see if you can see that characteristic either in yourself or in others, that seems to be a continual pattern. They just continue to abandon and depart from the truth, from church, from fellowship, from all of it. And not only that, they lead people to do the same. So not only are they leaving, but they're taking others with them, and they're stirring up trouble in the pursuit of doing that. And I want to be real clear here. We're not talking about clear false teaching in a church where you start to see Hinduism and Buddhist and New Age practices coming into an evangelical church, and these people, you know, get upset, they get concerned. They go talk to the pastor and they feel that they need to leave. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. So I want to be real clear as we go through here. This is talking about people who are in true churches. They're hearing the word of God. They're hearing the truth and they are departing. They are leaving from it because they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear about sin and conviction and the cross and the blood and the atonement. They want to depart from that. So I want to just clarify that right off the bat so that we don't think and make excuses for anyone that is just, actually leaving unbiblical churches for the right reasons. So just to clarify. So then again, we go to that concept of they take people with them. And this is what the false teachers were doing in John's day. They were doing that very thing. They don't endure through the trials of life. They depart from all of it. They don't persevere and endure and run that endurance test. Then in verse 20 and 21, we start to see that they're going to point us back to the signs of a believer. So we kind of go back and forth with this style that I've told you about, this back and forth, positive to negative polemic style that John uses. It's classic John all through here. You're going to see that a lot. So here we have the negative, then we're going to go back into the positive, verse 20, verse 21, where he starts talking about, you have the anointing from the Holy One. This is how you will know. And then it starts to, you know, reaffirm, I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know the truth. So do you feel that tension there, that positive and negative? He's referring back to who doesn't believe and who does. Very good writing style. I love how he does that. It can be hard at times to understand, but that's what he's trying to convey to us here. And so when we see this, he's reminding us that Christians have the Holy Spirit, which helps to protect us from departing and knowing truth from error. He's reminding us that we do know the truth. We know the truth. We have discernment. And I'm going to camp out here for just a little bit, ladies, and we're going to talk about discernment. Yes, the big D word. This is vital to your Christian life. It is so important. I can't stress it enough. Discernment, discernment, discernment. You have to test everything, as the Bible tells us. You have to test all of it. There's so much coming in the name of Jesus and Christianity and truth that is nothing but that. It is so much of a departure from truth that people aren't even seeing it. People are buying into it. Jesus calling, the New Age movement. We're going to talk, you know, think about things like yoga, Hinduism beliefs, this meditation, this karma, this, you know, you can be your own God. You can tap into the divine being and your chakras and all that stuff. All of that is coming into the church and people are buying it hook, line, and sinker. And ladies, it's especially females. It is especially the female believers that are buying into this junk. And it's Jesus calling, like I mentioned. Sarah Young is a New Age channeling author, I guess if you want to call her that. She is clearly deviating from the truth of God's word. She is speaking on behalf of Jesus in the first person. That is dangerous. And we need to have better discernment to know that that is error. And so I want to just encourage you in this pursuit of this test, not only do you endure, but you will be discerning. And why will we be discerning? Well, it tells us right there in verses 20 and 21, it is a reminder that we have the Holy Spirit to protect us from departing from the truth. We will know truth from error. So we just have to really, really focus on that. And I just encourage every one of you to just turn up your discernment radars and make sure that you are testing everything and not just accepting every wind of doctrine that comes your way and being tossed to and fro. We do not want to be that. We want to be ladies that are discerning and that are in the word and that we study it and show ourselves approved. And so don't shoot the messenger on that. I'm just telling you what John says. He says we will know the truth and we will be discerning. So verses 24 and 25, again, it's going to talk about embracing false teaching. It's going to remind us that if we are believers, we will stay in the faith. We will persevere. We will run with endurance to the finish line. We won't deny who Christ is and who he says he is. Just like in the first test that we looked at, we will affirm his deity. So I just want to, again, read verses 24 and 25, where it's talking about, as for you, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and the Father. This is the promise which he himself made to us, eternal life. So think about that. Think about that today and line yourself up with that. Am I being discerning? Am I enduring? Am I not departing from the truth and from what all I know is true and right in the Bible? And John has this circular style of teaching. And I should have probably pointed that out when we first got started in this book, but he goes in circles. So as we go through more verses in this book, you're going to feel that. You're going to be like, wait a minute, I think we've already kind of covered this concept, but he is reaffirming, coming back over, and he is repeating all of these truths in a circular fashion just to remind us, this is what it means to be a Christian. This is who is in the faith. So we want to take careful note of that when that starts to come up. And that's what he's doing here. He's doing more circular style. He's coming back around to that concept in verses 24 and 25, saying, if we stay faithful to the Bible, we will endure, we will persevere. It's when we move outside of it that we are subject to the enemy's traps. And that is why it is so important to stay in the Word, be in a good church, listen to good teaching, listen to good pastors. Just surround yourself with other believers who are rooted in God's word and they are not into all of these new trends. I always think of what Steve Lawson, a great, you know, pastor there in the faith, that he always says, and he will say, if it's new, it's not true. And I love that because it's such a good reminder. And even John MacArthur says, true Christians have a built-in lie detector and they persevere in the truth. Those who remain in heresy and apostasy manifest the fact that they were never genuinely born again. So if you remain and stay in heresy and in error and listening and reading false teaching, that is a very good indicator that you are not born again. That is so serious. And I just pray that we take that to heart today and we look at our lives and see, has someone warned us that is a true believer, that I know they're in the Word? Have they warned us about something in my life that they see as maybe, you know, I need to be cautioned about? Don't just brush that off. Take time to see what it is that they're showing you. Take it to Scripture and see if it truly is an area that you need to be more discerning in. So then we go to verses 26 and verses 27. It's a reminder. He knows that false teaching is everywhere, and he tells us to guard our hearts. And it's a reminder that false teaching exists out there to try to deceive people. But the Holy Spirit will be our compass. He will guide us, and through that, we will persevere and endure if he is truly in us. So this is our test here, the endurance, perseverance test. Do we endure through life's hard challenges and trials, and we don't depart from the truth and we don't just give up and walk away, but do we press on, and are we discerning about the things that we are engaged in? Think about that today. That is our test. And I just want to challenge you, like I do every time, think about what is in your life that maybe you need to take a better look at. Is there something you need to repent from that you've been engaging in, that you've been allowing your mind to not be quite so discerning about a different area that you've been just loving and absorbing? Is there something there that you need to stop and repent? Are you persevering through life's trials? Are you staying in him amidst the hard times and not departing from the church and from fellowship and from the truth and from reading the Bible? Think about those today, and I'm just going to ask if you pass the test. All right, ladies, you can find these lessons on naomistable.com under the Bible Studies tab, Lesson 10, Test 6, the Endurance Discernment Test.